Hello, everyone. I'm Richard Brookman, the consultant for Southwest Kansas Library System and the owner and co-host for the podcast Comic Popular Library. In today's Book Bite, I'm going to be discussing Yuval Noah Harari's book entitled Homo Deus, A Brief History of Tomorrow, published by Harper in 2017. An interesting point for this book is that its first edition was published in Israel in 2015. The cadence of the author's writing kept the book flowing really well. A word of caution, this book is printed on photoprint paper, which is heavier than regular stock paper. So if this book slips out of your hands at night because you've drifted off, it might knock you out. Herrera's love for science comes through loud and clear in this book. His tone for some will feel very direct and to the point with no regard to the person's feelings that might be reading his book. Some might say the book comes across cold. But again, it is easy to read and flows nicely, and the cold analytical aspect of the narrative didn't bother me. Herrera states that as Homo sapiens, we have essentially three things to conquer: famine, plague, and war. Herrera states, and this is where the cold aspect of the narrative comes into play, that on a whole, we have beaten each of these fears. He does understand that in today's world that there are still pockets of each of these categories, but as a whole percentage-wise, humans have beaten these three fears. And when you look at his percentages, he makes a strong case. Herrera states that companies and the individuals that run them believe that three concepts is what we strive for in life: immortality, happiness, and godlike powers. Herrera discusses that with all the advances in science, that humans as we are now will be obsolete. We will be cyborgs or have nanotech in our bodies to help us stave off illnesses and make us stronger, which in turn should make us happy. Herrera discusses animists that believe that we are descended from reptiles. Since we are animals ourselves, we should coexist with animals. Supposedly, animals are separated from humans because humans have souls. However, when scientists have studied animals and then studied humans for evidence of a soul, the scientists cannot find a soul in either animals or humans. Herrera puts forth that there are three realities that exist to explore: objective reality, things that exist independently of our beliefs and feelings; subjective reality, depends on one's personal beliefs and feelings; and intersubjective reality, depends on communication among many humans, not beliefs or feelings. Herrera also discusses the three humanistic characteristics that humans currently partake in. Orthodox humanism, each human is unique individual possessing distinctive inner voice. Socialist humanism, stop obsessing about yourself and think about others. And evolutionary humanism, this takes the Darwinism approach on survival of the fittest in human society. Herrera talks about how in each of these humanistic approaches, religious text, no matter which one you prescribe yourself to, is used as a controlling method. New religions will come about. Techno-humanism, humans are no longer needed, so our future should be in creating the Homo Deus, a superior human model that will continue to keep just ahead of technology advances. And dataism, everything flows in data flows, and an entity's worth is derived of what they contribute to the data flow. Herrera states that this book is not to be looked upon as a prophetic work, but to start a discussion and decide how humans will progress in the future. It's a sobering title and gives way to very uncomfortable thoughts on what could be lying ahead for humans. I'm Richard Brookman for Book Bites.
The Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air online community of readers exploring themes of interest to those who live and work on the high plains.
10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed.